Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to tell you a story that happened early in my ministry. I once catechized an attractive young woman who seemed very interested in Christianity. She faithfully attended all my new member classes and seemed very eager to learn more about the Christian faith. In fact, she seemed to agree with every teaching of the Lutheran Church, believing it to be the true teachings of the Bible. She indicated to me that she would like to join the congregation. But as the time grew closer to confirm her and all the other members of the class, she told us what she did for a living. One day in the class, I remember it like it was yesterday, she very matter-of-factly let it be known that she worked in a nightclub as a stripper. Needless to say, I was shocked, not only by her line of work, but that she saw no inconsistency, no inappropriateness between her newfound faith and her immoral profession and lifestyle. Even after many hours of trying to persuade her from Scripture, she still could not grasp how her choice to continue in her occupation as a stripper made a new life with Christ impossible. You see, there was no connection between doctrine and life for this woman. For her, Christianity is something you believe, and being a stripper is something you do for a paycheck. This woman had so compartmentalized her life that she really didn't understand how Christ and Christianity had any connection to how she lived that life. Now, hers is the most obvious case I think I've ever encountered in my ministry, but by no means is it the only case. We have all known churchgoers who lived with this same incongruity of talking one way on Sunday morning, but then walking completely a different lifestyle during the week. Sometimes there seems to be a doctrinal disconnect for some of us between what we learn here at church and then how we live once we go home. And it troubles me that many no longer see the discrepancy between assuming that they are Christians while continuing to live and choose a lifestyle of sin. Is it any wonder that those who don't attend church use the excuse that the church is full of hypocrites as their number one reason for not attending? We usually dismiss that charge, but before we do, let's think about it. Perhaps the unchurched see something in us that we do not see in ourselves. While they are not right in that accusation, they are not totally wrong. Maybe the unchurched are merely observing this kind of false dichotomy that many modern Christians make between the doctrines that we profess publicly and the lifestyle that we choose to practice privately. We are hypocritical whenever we confess Christ and then live in opposition to his teaching. Therefore, the faith that we profess, though imperfect, needs to match up as closely as possible to the lifestyle that we practice as followers of Christ. My fear is that many churchgoers these days just don't understand how Christian doctrine drawn from the Bible relates to life. Too many churchgoers view the Bible as theory, when in fact, the Bible pertains to real life. Like this woman I catechized, sometimes we are unable to see how the doctrines that we learn in church hold any relevance to the way we actually live our lives. And because of this, there is a whole generation of churchgoers out there who profess to be Christian, who in theory subscribe to Christianity, but in lifestyle and in practice actually live more like their pagan counterparts. Now the question is, do any of us fall into that category? And I would say at one time or another, all of us, and I include myself, do fall into this category. We fall into this sin as often as we profess to believe in Christ and follow his teachings, and then turn around and live and act no different than the sinful culture all around us. In fact, this is one of the strangest anomalies of modern Christianity, that today's churchgoer finds it so easy to assent to Christianity kind of in the abstract and yet live more like the secular atheist in his or her language and lifestyle. Far too many churchgoers are only Christian in theory, but they're more like the atheist or the agnostic in practice. This is an aberrant, false form of Christianity, where a person can claim to follow Jesus and yet place such a great distance, such a great divide between doctrine and life. You see, Christ's teachings were never intended to be merely philosophical or speculative. What Christ teaches us in the Bible is not theoretical. It is historical and it is immensely practical. The Bible has real life application. It holds out hope for the next life, and it holds out guidance for this life. And besides being concerned for our salvation, the Bible then teaches us how we should live in this life as God's chosen people, destined to inherit eternal life through faith in Christ. And so, contrary to the popular myth out there, doctrine is not some kind of esoteric exercise that professional theologians do in ivory towers and vigorously debate behind closed doors. True Christian doctrine, or Christ's teaching, is not so abstract that it can be easily divorced from real life. Doctrine is not something theoretical, nor is it irrelevant for those of you who are looking for practical answers to life. For my friends, Christian doctrine is life and gives life. For if you truly believe in God's undeserved love for you in Christ, trust me, that is going to eventually have a huge impact upon what moral choices you make and how you manage your life. Not only does Scripture inform Christians about what we are to believe, but Christian doctrine also informs us as to how to live. And so authentic Christianity is applied Christianity. For you have not only been called to believe in Christ's teachings, you have been called to also live them. How did we Christians get into this awful modern predicament, where we artificially sort of create this barrier of separation between Christian doctrine and everyday life? Well, the short answer is sin. Sin always warps our perspective on God. But the longer answer is that we have all over time been culturally conditioned and influenced by our world. And our world has accepted wholeheartedly a philosophy called pragmatism. Pragmatism taught the world not to concern itself any longer about what is true, but only about what works and what brings success. And so in the post-Enlightenment era, the need to invent, the need to achieve, replaced the search for any kind of absolute or eternal truth. And once truth became irrelevant to our culture, doctrine, which is God's truth, became irrelevant among many of us who profess Christianity. Now, I know we don't all fall into that category. I know that many of you are anxious to apply the doctrines, the teachings of the Bible to real life. I know that you are faithful followers of Christ, and that many of you are ready to learn how to apply Christ and his teachings to your daily walk. And this is highly commendable. Our lesson from Hebrews 13 is devoted to what I call applied Christianity. There really is no such thing as theoretical Christianity that does nothing to change your life. And there really is no such thing as practical Christianity that ignores the content, doctrinal content of Scripture. There is only applied Christianity, where the application of Christ's teaching culminates in a distinct Christian lifestyle. I think many of us struggle these days. Even when we read the Bible at home or hear it in church, we struggle to apply the teachings of Scripture and its lessons to ourselves. Hebrews chapter 13 devotes itself to this task of teaching us how to apply our Christian faith to real life. The writer of Hebrews, for instance, is applying Christian doctrine to life when he exhorts us, saying, let brotherly love continue. Brotherly love in the New Testament is that special love that we Christians have for one another. And so you are putting your faith into practice whenever you make it your goal to love every brother and sister in Christ in our congregation with a special godly affection. In Hebrews 13, we're also encouraged to show hospitality to strangers. It has always been the mark of Christian love to show kindness and generosity to those who are new to our midst. The stranger represents that person who is not yet settled and does not often have the means to repay our Christian hospitality. My friends, we make a mistake if we think of Christian doctrine as some kind of heady discussion of a doctrine like the Trinity or the two natures in Christ. But showing love to those in your congregation, showing love to those in your community, showing hospitality to those who are new to our fellowship, showing concern for those in prison and for all who are in need is Christian doctrine. For Christ has taught us not only what to believe, he has also taught us how to live. And what is Christian doctrine except for the teaching of Christ? Now, I actually used some of these verses from Hebrews 13 with that stripper who wanted to be confirmed. For in these verses, God calls Christians to do nothing that is sexually immoral, a hard thing to follow in our day. It is Christian doctrine that says we are to lead a sexually pure life, that we are to confine all sexual desire and activity to our husband if you are a woman, or to our wife if you are a man. But this too is an example of how we can put our faith into practice by controlling our passions. This isn't just theory. This isn't just good advice that you can choose to ignore. This is Christian doctrine. And not one of us should think that we can remain a Christian for very long if we continue to live in sin against such a command from the Lord. And yet, if you have been sinning against such doctrines, there is at the same time abundant forgiveness and grace and renewal and a completely new beginning for any one of you out there who repents and who returns to God by way of His Christ and His cross. I encourage you to go home and read this text, for it goes on to discuss other practical issues of living out the Christian faith in daily life. For instance, it warns Christians to avoid being sucked in and attracted to religious strange teachings that would contradict Christ's teaching. Christians are instructed to obey their pastors and to submit to their spiritual authority, knowing just how hard their work is as they watch over your souls. Christians are instructed to suffer the reproaches of our culture as we live a new life in Christ. For God realized that as we were living holy lives in Christ, it would be an indictment against the evil lives of those who live only for themselves. All of these exhortations that are found in Hebrews 13 are also found in numerous other places in the New Testament. And they all serve to remind us that the Christian faith is not some theory intended for people to discuss at the dinner table and then do nothing about. But Christian doctrine is biblical truth given us by Christ, not only to guarantee us a place in heaven, but to guide us in this present life. The only form of Christianity worth knowing is the kind of Christianity that is also worth living. And my friends, it is simply not enough to say that you profess the Christian faith. For our Lord wants you to also live the Christian faith. I thought about it, and if faith were a recipe, it would surely read something like this: for best results, apply Christianity and the grace of God in Christ generously to life. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all of our understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.